Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, and it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors. And Corey, I believe we have a special guest today.
Yes, joining us from DallasCowboys.com, it is Kyle Yeomans. Kyle, how's it going today, man?
It's great. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You always do fantastic work with us. We always appreciate that. And I guess the first thing we need to start off with is the most important thing. Will Tyron start on Sunday and destroy whoever's in front of him?
You know how to kind of get everybody worked up, huh? I mean, you wanted to know, you wanted that pause there, right? Mm-hmm. Like you wanted a little bit of suspense and kind of get in there. But the fact of the matter is he's back on the practice field. So that's step one. He looks good. He's not wearing a brace. We saw them just a couple moments ago. They're currently on the practice field right now, but of course the media portion of the regular season is cut short. But he was out there. He was moving. He looked good. Did not have a limp. Did not have anything really looking like he was being held back. So at least everything of checking the boxes is good. I want to wait until we see the injury report. Was he limited in team activity, which of course the media doesn't get to see, or was he a full participant? If he's a full participant or even limited, I think I might even be, I may go out on a limb and say, yes, he would be starting on Sunday. I'm just not ready for that yet. Let me get to the practice report and then we can kind of take a decision and make a decision off of that.
Does the praise that's been put on Tyler Smith, is that well-deserved from what you've been watching this year?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, as a rookie that's been thrusted into the fire, as somebody who came in, was expected to play guard. That was the thought process. He wasn't going to play tackle because you do have a Tyron Smith on the left-hand side. And so he was expected to come in and play guard. And the fact that he came into camp, had to learn that position, took every single rep at the guard spot, still kind of struggled to get his footing underneath him and didn't necessarily win that position outright with Connor McGovern. It was worrisome. So whenever he had to jump back to the outside and take over that left tackle spot, there was a question mark there. Well, he's done a good job. He's allowed a couple pressures, 25 pressures this season through his 11 games or 12 games, whatever it is at this point in the year, which is not bad for a rookie at left tackle, somebody that's continuing to grow. It sounds like a lot, but it's really for a left tackle and a guy who was thrown into the fire. Not bad. He's not Tyron Smith level by any means, but he's gotten better too. He's had some games where he's allowed 7 pressures, or at least that was the one game 2 weeks ago that he allowed 7 pressures. Since then, he hasn't allowed one. He had none the week before that as well. So I think the praise is warranted. I also don't think Connor McGovern's getting enough praise at the guard spot either, though. I mean, that he has really stepped up, and at least on film, he's done everything you've needed him to keep that spot or at least be in the conversation for that spot moving forward. He has stepped up and played his best season of football to this point in his career, and that shows. He's only allowed 1 sack all year long, and he's helped kind of pave the way in terms of running the football on the ground. I really like what McGovern has done. So it's a big question mark for me of whenever Tyron's back in the fold, who do you put at that left guard spot? It's going to be a competition between Tyler Smith and Connor McGovern again, much like it was in training camp.
Kyle, that's all fine and well, but let's stop this nonsense. Two questions for you. What's going on with Odell Beckham?
Oh, no!
And why is the deal dead?
It's not dead. Let's get it straight here. I don't think the deal is dead. I think the conversation has changed a little bit because I don't think there's a ton of confidence level in his ability to play this season. Is he going to come in and play in the regular season because of the health coming off of that second ACL tear, something that is tough for any receiver to get past, especially whenever you're 30 years or older? So I think if the conversation has shifted, which it seems like it has, I think now it's turned into a 2022-2023 conversation as opposed to a one-year deal, come in, play, try and win a Super Bowl. And this is across the league. This is not just with the Cowboys. This is with the Bills. This is with the Giants. This is with the Cowboys, the Chiefs, or whoever, Dolphins, whoever could be involved. I have no idea all the teams that have been having these conversations. But out of the teams that have had the conversations, they've now seen the medicals. They've seen him in person. They've had these conversations. And it's almost a general consensus that if you're going to sign Odell Beckham Jr., it wouldn't just be for the 2022 season. It may have to include a 23 or 24 to even get that conversation started.
This team at this point, you think they're...
This is another question about Odell.
It's about the receivers. It's about the receivers. Do you think this receiving group is good enough to go out there and win a couple of games in the playoffs without
You him? Know, and before the Odell Beckham Jr. conversations even started and there was interest on both ends of that coin, I would have said no. I didn't love what we had seen from a depth standpoint. CeeDee Lamb has been good, and he's been good consistently, but even then, as a blocker, there was some left to be desired. As a big-time catchmaker in a big-time situation, there was some left to be desired. I wasn't convinced. I really wasn't. So at that time, whenever Odell Beckham Jr.'s name started kind of floating around the media, and then he got connected with the Cowboys, and there was this mutual interest that was intriguing because they had not shown as a wide receiver group that they felt good about what they had from a talent standpoint. However, these last 4 or 5 weeks, almost everybody in that room has stepped up. CeeDee Lamb has taken a next step. He's turning into really an elite wide receiver, not only in the conference, not only in the division, but in the NFL with the way he's been playing lately. And then you also talk about Michael Gallup. He's starting to get separation again, making contested catches, being a red zone threat. He had the 2 touchdowns on Sunday night. So those two guys alone at the top have been playing better. Noah Brown's continued to play his role well. You get James Washington back in the fold, hopefully this week. He's back out at practice for the second week in a row. So if he's back in the fold, maybe he plays some special teams. Maybe he gets some rotation. And then, you have the special teams ability from a Kevontae Turpin as well. So I feel much better about this group right now and how they've evolved over these last 4 weeks, this last month of the regular season, than I did previously. And that doesn't necessarily change my thought process on Odell. I still think he would make this team better if he's able to play and he's healthy this year. But I don't necessarily think you need him in order to win playoff games in the future.
Now, in the mailbag on DallasCowboys.com, you said it's time for Bland, Joseph, and Wright to step up. I'm particularly concerned about those last two. What is your belief that Joseph and Wright will step up?
No, I think it is a concern. I'm not sold on either one of those guys just yet. I wasn't sold on Nashawn Wright as a top 100 pick. You may remember that from the coverage that we had on 105.3 The Fan. I wasn't sold. And I to this point, I see why the conversation was even had to draft him in the top 100 picks and to have him in the third round. And that's because of the traits and what they could turn into. But we're at the back end of his second year in the NFL, and he's played minimal snaps, if any, as a corner. I think he's had maybe, 5 snaps as a corner all time, and most of those came in the regular season finale last year against Philadelphia. So he is as green and as inexperienced as anybody that has ever stepped foot on that Cowboys defense, at least during the 2022 season. Kelvin Joseph, I feel better about now this year than I did last year. Last year, he didn't present anything except for maybe a penalty risk. And we saw that during Thanksgiving last year when there were a couple guys banged up and he had to work into the rotation and he didn't necessarily play well. This year, he's really taken on a new mentality. He's got a different mindset. You can see that maybe not as a corner at times. He's still given up some big plays. He gave up a touchdown on Sunday to Alec Pierce. However, the way that he plays on special teams and he's bought in on that and he's played it with a physical ability to come up and stop the run when he is out at corner, that gives me some hope with him moving forward. I'm not worried about Deron Bland. I think Deron Bland may be the steal of the draft for the Cowboys and what they're able to do on the back end of that day three pick with him out of Fresno State. Kelvin Joseph, if he's not going to turn into a bust, this is his chance. This is his one opportunity to step into a spot and say, this is why you took me in the second round, but I haven't seen it to this point, but this is a huge chance for him to do so.
Man, speaking of potential steals in the draft, Mike Bassick brings this dude up pretty much every week, and it's Sam Williams. Do we need to see more Sam Williams, or are we seeing just the right amount of him?
You know, that's a good question. Because you've seen enough of him to say he's earned more starting playing time, right? Or at least more playing time, period. But do you take guys off of the field like DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons and Dorrance Armstrong in order to give snaps to Sam Williams? Now, you could put him out there in a rush package where it's all four of those guys, and I just don't know if any quarterback or offensive line would ever love to see that, because those four guys get after the quarterback. But at some point, you need some meat in the middle. You can't just throw five edge rushers out there and expect to get home, because you got to take up multiple gaps. You got to have a hole to run through. So it's an interesting conversation, because yes, he's done everything you've needed to as a rookie to give confidence to him, to earn more snaps, to earn more opportunity. However, is him being on the field taking another playmaker off of it? That's my thing. I don't want to upend some of the momentum that Tank and and Dorrance Armstrong and Micah have off of that edge rusher spot if Sam Williams is out there. But in a rotation, I think it keeps everybody fresh, and it allows all of those guys to do their job exceptionally well, which is why they've had so much success up front.
How many plays do you think James Washington can make in the next 2 weeks?
The old safety or the wide receiver?
No, not the old safety.
Okay.
The wide receiver that'll make everybody forget about Odell Beckham Jr.
I hope that's the case. Wouldn't that be nice? If your answer at wide receiver is in-house, that would be a huge win. I think he could come in and contribute. I don't think he's a game changer. Let's just say it that way. He's not going to come in and put up 10 receptions for 112 yards and two touchdowns. Now, if he does do that, then you look like this front office would look like absolute geniuses. I don't necessarily think he's ready for that type of role, but what he does bring is another possession guy underneath. Think about Dalton Schultz and what he's built with Dak Prescott these last couple of years. I mean, he is a safety blanket. He's somebody that you can count on consistently to throw the football to. He's going to catch it, and he's going to get you positive yards. A lot of time, he's going to move the chains for you. I think that's what James Washington could do. And if you have that underneath, which you've had with Michael Gallup while he's getting back and healthy from his injury and his time missed, if you can have James Washington kind of occupy that role, it may open up things for CeeDee Lamb, and it may open up Michael Gallup to go downfield and get that separation back like we've seen Gallup do in the past. So if anything, it allows the other guys to have some success, and it's just another guy that's reliable for Dak Prescott to throw the football to, and it allows you to move down the field methodically through the air as a possession guy and a reliable hand.
But would you be most excited that if James Washington excelled, then maybe you would never have to talk about Odell Beckham Jr. again?
It's funny. The amount of conversations that we've had over OBJ these last couple weeks, I've talked about more OBJ now than I have in my entire life on any like fantasy football, NFL talk, NFC East talk. And we all kind of collectively this week were just like, man, When are we going to get to stop talking about this? Because it ends up just really it's bogged down the whole conversation of what has been a great run for this team, but it also could really help out the team in the future. So you understand why the conversations are being had, but I agree with you. I think I'm about ready for that to just come to an end, whether he's on the team, off the team. Let's just make sure it happens soon.
100% agree with that, man. We appreciate having you on. As always, DallasCowboys.com if you want to check out more of Kyle's excellent work. Thank you very much, good sir.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me, as always.
Later, man.
There you go. Kyle Yeomans right here on 105.3 The Fan. And he said the deal's not dead, but Jane also said not dead, but that
the Cowboys didn't make an offer.
No offer was made.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing to me that they didn't. And because they were like, we don't really have anything to offer you. We don't know what you can do.
Yeah.
Like, we really don't have a clue what you're capable of. We looked at your body, But that's pretty much it at this point.
I also think they don't want to insult him either. I think sometimes when it comes to offers, you're like, look, if we offer him 2 years and $10 million total, $3 million this year and $7 million next year, we're going to insult him and never have a chance to sign him again. So let's just say we're keeping an eye on you.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I still kind of wanted the potential, though, that there were three offers from three teams and that he chose another team and that Micah says, I went to a basketball game with you and you're going to turn down my team? Fine. I see how it is. And then just destroys the world. That'd be awesome.
Man, I hope that is the real world, the breakdown, but, you know, like that.
Everybody else's football world.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time to power rank the power rankings right here on 105 through the Fan.
All right, let's talk about Innovations Medical. We have all seen our favorite athletes, friends, and even ourselves go through sports injuries or just have hereditary setbacks. More and more people are utilizing stem cell therapy. It utilizes your own cells. Many studies have shown that stem cell therapy works. Check it out for yourselves. Dr. Bill Johnson at Innovations Medical is here in DFW and has performed over 1,000 stem cell procedures. Go ahead, type in and search for Innovations Medical right now. And you're going to see a lot of positive reviews. 5-star reviews are going to pop up. Go to their website, innovationsmedical.com, and see their before and after pictures and client testimonials. Innovations Medical has been doing innovative cosmetic surgery and stem cell therapy since 2005. They've been around for a while now. Dr. Bill Johnson is providing a better quality of life for people with degenerative conditions, including lung, kidney, brain, and other conditions. With offices in Fort Worth and in Dallas, call Innovations Medical today at 214-643-8665 or go to innovationsmedical.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Second down, snap to Prescott. Read option, handoff Elliott, pushing, goal line, touchdown Elliott!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Cowboys highlight right there. It is time to power rank the power rankings.
Okay, guys, I'm going to give you this first because I found this interesting.
Give it to
I saw the updated rookie power rankings.
Oh.
Now, instead of guessing on this, I'm just going to give you what I found interesting. Sauce Gardner 1, Chris Olave 2, and Garrett Wilson 3. That means the Jets drafted two of the three best rookies in the NFL this
year. Pretty impressive.
They've been awesome. They really have been.
Helps make up for their garbage quarterback they drafted.
Oh, yeah. Ian Book. I always pull this card.
Lots of Ian Book cards out there.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Hopefully tomorrow at the Texas Roadshow card shop in Mansfield, we don't pull any Ian Books.
I know, because I got one numbered to 5 of an autographed rookie, and I was like, well, crap.
I feel like he signed way more than 5, like 5 million.
No, this was just of one particular card.
Like, Ian Book always comes in a pack.
But you know what? We have a plan for tomorrow. The listeners and the Twolos is we got Mike McCarthy is going to be talking. We got Jacob DeGrom and the Rangers are going to be talking. Maybe we'll do some breaks during those for the video audience, and we'll do giveaways of those cards.
You get 10% off tomorrow if you bring a toy gift, I believe.
Yes, for toy drive.
So whatever you want to buy there, a box of cards or whatever, 10% off if you bring a unwrapped gift and drop it off there in Mansfield.
That's super cool. So they're like, we'll take less money to donate to charity.
Yeah. All right, so Tariq Woolen is 4th in rookie power. I call these power rankings, but they're just giving the top 10 rookies. Damian Pierce, 5th. Walker the 3rd is 6th. Hutch, your guy, Hutchinson. Right, from Michigan, correct?
Yep.
Chad.
He is 7th. You know Chad Hutchinson, right? Mm-hmm.
Hutchinson.
One of the luckiest people in sports ever.
Yes. You've talked about him before on here.
He liked to throw a hittable baseball.
That's Watson is 8th. Tyler Lindenbaum is 9th, which ticks me off. And Jack Jones is 10th.
Does that tick you off because Tyler is not in there or because we might have drafted Lindenbaum?
No, it ticks me off that Tyler is not in there. In fact, I'd rather have Tyler Smith. Like at the time, I might not have. But as this season has played out, and I get that Linderbaum's great. I'm not taking anything away from him. But I like our guy a lot. And I'm going to tell you this. Those are the top 10. They did 10 more honorable mentions and didn't even mention Tyler Smith. I don't think that's right.
You know what?
Are they not? The Cowboys get the most media coverage. How are they not? It's an ESPN ranking, by the way.
I want to bring this up tomorrow because I've been thinking about doing an offensive line topic because Kyle Yeomans even was like, if they bump Tyler Smith inside, he doesn't automatically get that job because he competed with Connor McGovern. And I do feel like people are undervaluing what he's brought to the team. It's like, you can just take him out. You'll be fine.
Yeah. So there is that. So those are your rookie power rankings or your rookie list of your top 10 rookies this year in the NFL so far, and they actually gave 10 more, and somehow no Cowboy was on there, and I just don't get how Tyler Smith is not at least getting honorable mention or right at the back end of top 10. All right, let's go with, at first, the team power rankings, okay? So there is a little bit of difference in these. I looked at ESPN and looked at CBS. Obviously, CBS is where I get the quarterback power rankings from. So up top, it's exactly the same. Derek, who's the number one power ranked team in the NFL?
Patrick Mahomes.
I quit you. We're doing teams.
Oh,
who?
I thought you were talking stats there.
CBS or ESPN.
Then it's going to be the Chiefs.
Both of them are exactly the same in power rankings.
Not the Chiefs.
Who is it, Kevin?
It's the Eagles.
It's the Eagles. Right. Number 2.
I wasn't listening to myself.
The only reason I ask is because those two sites.
Derek's out for now.
Derek!
I was listening.
You were on fire last time.
I really wasn't listening. The only reason I'm asking.
Would you rather do ESPN or would you rather do CBS?
It does not matter. You choose for me.
I'll do ESPN because I think they're more, recognizable.
Then I would say after the Eagles.
Okay. Kansas City is correct on ESPN. On CBS, it is they are the number 4 ranked team on CBS.
Interesting.
So Kansas City, number 2 on ESPN, number 4 on CBS. Derek, I'm back to you.
Oh, no.
Do not pick Philadelphia. Do not pick Kansas City because they are 1 and 2 in ESPN's power rankings. I'll ask you guys this quick question. Do you agree that Kansas City shouldn't be knocked for losing on the road 27-24? Because they weren't knocked on ESPN. They were on CBS's.
I think two is fair.
Yeah, they've been a really good team. Yeah. I mean, that's a matchup that was very close. I think that they're still that high of a ranked team.
Okay. Number three.
The Buffalo Bills.
You are correct. The Buffalo Bills.
I'm glad you picked that. I would have picked somebody different.
ESPN are number three, and on CBS, they're number two. So the Buffalo Bills, number two and number three in the power rankings.
I'll admit it, because I would have gotten this wrong. I would have picked the Cowboys. I would have put the Cowboys up at number three, and clearly incorrectly.
Yeah, you are. Okay, number four.
Thanks, buddy.
On ESPN's power rankings. Kevin?
I mean, if I thought they were number three, I certainly think they should be at least number four, Dallas Cowboys.
You are correct. The Dallas Cowboys are ranked number four in the ESPN power rankings behind Philadelphia, Kansas City, and Buffalo. On CBS, they're number three. It goes Philadelphia, Buffalo, Dallas, Kansas City. So all four teams are ranked up there, and I do think this is going to be tough. It's going to be very tough for Dallas and Philadelphia to play each other in the NFC Championship game. Just the way the seedings are going
right
to be,
now.
It's going to be tough that Dallas most likely will play Philadelphia in the divisional round. Either way, because I think one of them is going to be the one seed, one of them is going to be the five seed.
You need an upset, right? You need you need six or seven to pull off the upset to be able to make that happen.
And I do think six and seven, which will be between Washington, New York, and Seattle, are pretty weak teams when it comes to playoff time. Because you're looking at Taylor Heineke, or you're looking at Seattle, who's starting to fade quite a bit as this season's progressing. And then I don't know. I'm just not a big New York believer if they're having to play even San Francisco or Minnesota, something like, because that'll be the two and three will most likely be Minnesota and San Francisco in some sort of order. Okay. Number five, Minnesota. Number six, Miami. Number seven, the 49ers. Number eight, Cincinnati. Number nine, I think ranked way too high at this point, Baltimore.
I actually am surprised. I would have thought Cincinnati might be a little higher.
So did I. They're number six in CBS power rankings, number eight in ESPN. Number 10, Seattle. I found this interesting. I checked mark the teams the Cowboys have played, because sometimes you can say, well, the Cowboys have a weak schedule so far. But if you look at it, they've played the number one ranked team. They did lose to them with their backup quarterback, but you did play the number one team. Minnesota's number five. You played them. Cincinnati's number eight. You played them and beat them. Washington is number 13. You played them and beat them. And New York Giants are number 14, and you've played them twice and beat them both times. So when you start looking at this, you go, well, heck, there's one, two, three, four, five, six of your games this year, according to ESPN, have been against top teams in the NFL, above average teams.
And the thing that I've gone back to a few different times is I think Minnesota and the Giants are, what, like now 17-4-1 against the rest of the NFL and 0-3 against the Cowboys, or 17-3-1 or something. Yeah. 17-3-1 and 0-3 against the Cowboys.
All right, quarterback power rankings. I feel like you can get this one right, Derek, because you already have. Who's the number one team quarterback? Sorry, who's the number one ranked quarterback according to CBS power ranking?
It's Pat Mahomes. He's tier one.
There was
there's a graphic right behind you of quarterbacks, and the right, only tier one is, Patrick Mahomes. So a little bit of a cheat there. Oh, yeah. Did we find out where the Browns were in the power rankings?
22.
Okay.
Almost. Good, that is a great number for Rolando Blackman, but they're number 23 on ESPN, number 18 on CBS.
Yeah. Sean Watson looked like butt in that game.
All right.
What do you expect?
Number two, Corey.
I think it's Jalen Hurts, but I think Joe Burrow needs to be higher.
All right. Kevin, who's number three?
Joe Burrow. I feel like that these three have been entrenched for the last 2 weeks, maybe, with Josh Allen falling.
Hey, shut your mouth and just guess who you're going to guess.
Wow.
Okay? I don't need your commentary. What do you think? This is sports talk radio? This is me asking who's number three. You give an answer, and I say right or wrong.
My bad.
Valid.
Mike gives, can we change it to Mike gives you the power rankings and deal with it?
I don't even know who they've guessed. Who's number
four?
Why
not? Why do you not know?
He just gave a whole three sentences on who's number four. Number one is Patrick Mahomes. Number two is Jalen Hurts, who you guys think that Dak Prescott is better than. Number three,
I do have to say,
Joe Burrow
or Josh Allen.
Yeah, and he said Josh Allen. Would you like to give on who you think number? Would you like to say, well, number five is
Tua?
No, don't guess anymore. Who's number five?
Dak.
Dak is number seven. Tua is number eight.
Don't guess.
Who is number five?
It's
not his fault that they're sliding. Is your hint? It's not their fault.
Shut up. Okay, this I can't abide. Are you telling me it's Geno?
Geno Smith.
What the hell is number six? Number five.
I'm sorry, what?
Hold on.
Does it happen? You're joking right now. This is where Mike's playing a practical joke on America.
I mean, let me hit CBSSports.com.
They really love them, the QBR. Like, that is the only stat that's...
Good God. Really? Over Dak right now? Since he's been back, number one offense in the league.
Third down conversion percentage, points. Don't worry about that.
Number six.
Geno just beat one of the worst teams in the league to win for the
number
first
six,
time.
Number six, I had
games.
To re-look up. I will tell you this because I was like, wait a second. He wasn't even ranked in the top 10 last week. How did he get ranked number six? And I wrote down his initials, and I'm like, well, those initials make sense, but this doesn't make sense. Who is it? Derek Holland. You were here on Wednesday.
I
was here before I went to Christmas and New Year's.
I don't know.
Who is it?
Herbert.
It is Herbert. He moves from number 11 to number 6, even though they lost.
That doesn't make any sense.
And I thought they were going straight off of QBR. His QBR is worse than Dak's.
Well, he did have 335 yards.
Imagine if he played for the Chiefs or the Dolphins or the Seahawks is the first sentence they say about Justin Herbert.
My head hurts.
He had 335 yards, a touchdown.
Even if the D can't get a stop.
What?
That's what it says. Wait. The offensive weaponry is healthier. Healthy?
Healthy? What is? What did you just say?
Healthy.
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 Healthy. Why?
Healthy.
Or the strategy is creative. So what they're saying is, I don't know why. They had him outside of the top 10 for 2 weeks, and then they moved Justin Herbert to number six. And their philosophy was, he's great, he's just on a bad team. I'm like, well, why did that change for the last 3 weeks? He was on the bad team last week and the week before. So, Kevin, I'm not promoting Justin Herbert up to number six. It just doesn't make sense that you had him outside the top 10 for 2 weeks straight, and then you're like, yeah, he lost, and now we're going to rank him number six.
Mike,
Dak is number seven, and Tua T is number eight.
When you announced that Geno Smith was the number five, Reggie texted us.
This is the year.
This is the year that Geno Smith.
It says if you're still sleeping on him, it's time to wake up. Kevin, are you woke?
Oh, my God. What are you? I decided, you know what? I am going to go with the more aggressive version of the text that I was thinking of. I probably shouldn't have, but I went ahead and sent the more aggressive version.
Oh my gosh! Kevin, you can't say that to people.
We're not on air.
You have a paper trail
absolutely.
Now.
Number nine is Kirk Cousins. Number 10 is Aaron Rodgers. Number 11, Tom Brady. And I don't know how he's moving up, but he is. Number 12, Trevor Lawrence.
Kevin,
I don't know what's happening here. This is CBS. This
Did
is
they
Pete
not
Prisco.
Watch the football games over the week? They're
so
like, pass.
Mahomes, Hurts, Burrow, Allen, Smith, Herbert, Prescott, Tua, Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers are your top 10. Just outside the top 10, Tom Brady and Trevor Lawrence.
As they should be.
My head Herberts.
According to John Machota, Jerry Jones speaking just now to media on Odell Beckham Jr., quote, "We're still working on it."
Yes!
There you go, guys! The story's still alive!
That's the worst possible outcome. Sign him!
Tomorrow,
don't sign him!
Can we talk about Odell Beckham Jr. tomorrow?
No!
So
six segments.
Sign him, don't sign him. The worst possible outcome is, we'll see. To be determined.
Deshaun
that was
Watson,
the worst outcome.
Number 19.
Oh.
Number 27 is Sam Darnold.
Where's
number 28,
Brock Purdy?
Russell Wilson. Number 29, Matt Ryan. Number 30, Baker. Brian Purdy's possible son, Brock Purdy.
It's too low.
Number 31, John Wolford. And number 32, Kyle Allen. By the way, Brock Purdy did play and beat Miami.
He played better than Deshaun Watson did last week.
The weird thing is he did play and played, at least his stats were good, and they beat Miami, who was considered a really good team. I don't know if he's going to keep it up or not, but Brian Purdy's possible son.
I still think we should probably. I want Purdy to come up here and be like, look, Mike.
Prove that he's not your son.
Oh, my God.
They have the same last name, and their first name starts with the same.
And that's all it takes.
That's all I need.
You're like, case closed.
Go find another Bassick in professional football or baseball or basketball, and then I'll have to prove that he's not my son.
I know an M. Bassick out there. Yeah. I'll see if that's your dad or not.
Chris Bassett's
a pitcher. It is my dad. What do you know? M. Bassick is my dad. Prove to me that Brian Purdy's not Brock Purdy's dad.
That, and we're not done with Odell Beckham. I hate my life.
We're done. We don't have to talk about him.
Masterpiece. Oh, we do. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, anything but Beckham.
I just got an email from Brian Purdy.
The G-Bag. Did you really?
Yeah, it says there may or may not be Tiff's treats on one of the floors.
Oh, my God. I really thought he was going to appear on our show next. Email him back right now. Ask him to just come down here to 10 if he's here, to 11 if he's here, to be on the show.
That would mean he was on the 12th floor. That's not even our floor anymore.
Okay, come up here to 11 and be on our show right now. We'll either talk with him or the G-Bag Nation next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Byers Barricades. If you're in need of traffic control or barricade rentals, Byers Barricades is a full service provider taking care of your project or special event. No matter the size, from start to finish, that's Byers Barricades, the Texas Authority Barricade Rental. That's ByersBarricades.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of Dean, I'm leasing it. It's time for a chit-chat with the fellows from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. I'm a little sad that Broadus got booted out to the couch because there's so many
people in here. Gladly,
get your mouth on a mic.
I will gladly move out of the way so that he can get started on his 5 hours today.
I might need Chiafalo to move out of the way because you said get your mouth up to a mic off mic.
Yeah.
Which was an interesting decision by you.
I don't want to be too close to you.
Dude, yeah, seriously, fair. Y'all are talking away from the mics.
I'm sorry about that.
And it's driving me insane.
You said the flu.
Oh, that's cool. I'm right beside you.
I have my flu shot.
On a technicality.
You can lick the inside of my mouth. I'll be all right.
What does having the flu on a technicality mean?
It's just like it was going around, and I may or may not have gotten it. But I felt bad, and so it was like by proxy, maybe technically.
I'd like to say something right now to Zach.
Ooh,
Zach, I haven't seen you in a week, and it looks like you got smaller, man. Like, dude, the soda thing, like, have, like, in this last week, did it, like, did you, like, put it into overdrive or something?
I did, man. I was pulling doubles. I was pulling two-a-days, morning walks and night walks, because over Thanksgiving, I crushed the food.
I understand.
So I wanted to make sure that, you know, I didn't disappoint my people at Soda, and I have a weigh-in tomorrow morning because I have a wedding this weekend, so normally I do Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably going to be very hungover on Saturday morning.
Okay.
So I'm going to weigh in tomorrow. And, yeah, I mean, soda's been treating me well, man. This, you know how it is. You all, the Corey, Kevin.
Is it vodka that's kind of, I'm trying to.
Yeah, I mean, they're okay with whiskey, and you can only have a certain amount. But vodka is the best one to do. So I'll have some vodka on Friday night at the wedding, and it's an open bar. So I'll have to try and keep tabs. But I'm going to get pretty sloshed.
I understand, but you're looking great.
Thank you, buddy. You look fantastic, too, and I love the shirt, the Clemente.
Yeah.
Do you guys usually like going to weddings in terms of the social?
Wedding cake.
Okay.
That's what I look forward to, but if it's bad wedding cake, I'm really disappointed. I think wedding cake can be really good. Can't wait to go to Derek's wedding.
I don't know when that's happening.
Do you have an
happening.
ETA on that? Okay.
No. Single.
Kevin had, did he have cake or was it just the donut?
Really. Yeah, donuts. I was honestly, to be honest, Kevin, I was disappointed you didn't have wedding cake because that is one of the things I do look forward to.
I'm very sorry. You also missed the giant lightsaber fight.
Yeah, that should have happened earlier.
You guys had cake? You didn't have cake?
Oh, we had a donut wall.
Well, you didn't have cake?
No. No, we had like a little tiny cake just out of force.
You didn't invite Derek to the wedding?
Hi, guys.
You should have known that he would be hanging out with us this
summer. That was before Derek chose the right team. And also,
even though I got booted to a different team.
I'm pretty sure I did invite you to the wedding.
And
you,
I said I wouldn't be here.
I know, okay. I know. But I just want to point out, I did invite you because I recall this back and forth. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I wasn't going to throw you
I knew
the bus.
We were friends and I wouldn't discard you when you weren't useful to me anymore. Is I knew that we would remain friends. And...
Well. I guess we are the discarded ones that are not useful, and we are going to get thrown away here soon enough.
This is awesome. I love this.
I'm also...
Nope, I was just asked to host with you on a Friday. Tim Collins, if you're listening, you can scratch me off that list.
Wow.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
No, actually, I would prefer, please.
Nope, now I know how you feel.
I have a serious question here, Kevin.
Just my wife said we did have cake. It just wasn't displayed the same way that the donut wall was.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
You take that up with her.
It's a crazy display.
What's the possibility, Gavin, just the percentage that Brock Purdy is Brian Purdy's son? That Brian Purdy's
zero.
Son
it's 0%.
I don't know. They have the same.
I think Purdy did spend some time in California.
Oh my gosh.
Brock Purdy is in San Francisco. I would say it's in the millions of percentiles, but you never know. You can never tell.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Dawson worked with Mike for so long that he knows just how to kind of keep him on the line and just kind of keep the thing going just a little bit. I can't believe this is happening.
Don't want to shoot it down. He's having too much fun with it, you know?
Yeah, and we did. Did you invite Purdy to come up?
When I see Brian, I'm going to tell him congratulations on his son.
I will say I went online and looked up Brock Purdy's father, quote-unquote father.
Is his name Brian?
His name's Sean with a W. And he looks more like his mom than he does his dad. I'll say that. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, because most people don't
look
like this.
What are you doing right now?
So you're saying this Sean guy looks more like he raised him as his father.
I don't know.
This is not.
Kind of like Shaq's dad. Kind of like Shaq's dad.
The facts.
Well, just because the biological didn't bother. He put it in a rap song.
Just because you adopt a kid doesn't mean that you're going to look like him.
Right, exactly. Yep.
I mean, you will not look like a person that you adopted by adopting that. Yes, I do. Sense. You will. Well, actually, you know what? I do retract that statement because I saw that weird Liberace movie where he like dated somebody like, you need to get plastic surgery to look like me. So I guess it's possible. But you don't just become like that person because you adopted them.
Did you guys write off San Francisco that Purdy is now the quarterback?
Yes. In terms of winning a Super Bowl.
If
or even
the Cowboys
getting to a Super Bowl.
Play him in the playoffs, would you say this is going to be a W for the Cowboys?
Yes.
Would you have said it was an L for the Cowboys if Garoppolo was the quarterback?
Yes.
Are you the same with that, Dawson? Are you San Francisco's a win now for the Cowboys?
Yeah, that's a win. Yeah.
Were they a loss before?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think your path got 50% easier. There's only two teams that can realistically beat you, and now you're down to one. So it's great.
Have you started sizing at the AFC then?
Yeah. I think there's three teams that can beat you over there.
Bye, Von Miller.
You did beat the Bengals. Yes, Von Miller's gone, but yeah, you know, I feel good now. It's really, you know, the year you got to do it. And it's not because your team is so much better than last year's team, but the conference is so far down. All right. This is it.
Okay, I hope you're right. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, Hagee. We got lots of good stuff coming up, including NFL insider Charles Robinson at 4 o'clock.
Nice. Looking forward to that. Roll home with the G-Vag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say we're still working on it, Kevin. It's about OBJ.
Still working.
No, OBJ. We're still in first place is what I really want to say.
See you at Texas Roadshow tomorrow in Mansfield.
Yes. Come out, open cards, buy cards with us. It's going to be a blast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.